We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchas Dvorim Hayoytzim and Achai, Halacha Dalid, Paragraph Nun. V'zeh Sham Rabbi Seinuzal, Umbuva Bepirish Rashi, V'koirach Shepikeach Hoyo, Ma Ro Lishtus Zeh. Rav Nosson Zal explains now, based on what we've been learning, we could understand what's brought in the Midrash Tanchuma, and Rashi HaKodesh quotes it, that Koirach, who was so smart, what led him to do such a foolish thing, to challenge Moshe Rabbeinu? So the Medrash answers, Einoi hitatoi. His eyes, what he saw, caused him to make a mistake. Ro shalsheles gedoi lo yoytzei mena. He saw a whole choo-choo train of greatness that was destined to come from him, and he figured, wow, if all of this greatness is going to come from me, then I can't lose. And that's what gave him the courage and the chutzpah to dare go ahead and challenge Moshe Rabbeinu, thinking that he can't lose. Hainu kanal. This is related to what we were learning. Ki habirur hanase al yidei zera hayiloidim, ze bechinas habirur shelemala shenas al yidei Hashem yisborach biatzmoi. We spoke about many different things before. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to take two things that we didn't know were connected, and he's going to connect them. We said, quoting from Likutei Moran, Torah Yud Zayin, Rabbeinu Zal had explained to us there that sometimes some of the toiv of Klal Yisrael gets lost, and it gets lost by the Sitra Achra. And sometimes we're able to go on a rescue mission and be able to save that toiv. And sometimes when the Sitra Achra sees that we're trying to save that toiv, it doesn't want us to. So it grabs it. It's like that toiv is being held hostage by the Sitra Achra. Rachmona Litzlan, this is current events. We know about the hostages, Rachmona Litzlan, of Eretz Yisrael that are being held by our enemies, Yimach Shemom. So sometimes when they're afraid of a rescue mission coming to rescue the hostages, what do? They shove the hostages deeper into the place of the Sitra Achra to make sure that they can't be rescued. So Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, the Sitra Achra shoves it deep into its moyach to bury it there, knowing that from there it's going to be much harder or almost impossible for anybody to try to come in and rescue it and grab it out. But what the Sitra Achra doesn't know is that this is part of Hashem's plan. And when that toiv is found in the moyach of the Sitra Achra, when the Sitra Achra gives birth, sometimes that toiv slides out and goes into the offspring. Whether it's a goy that's born sometimes, and that goy ends up converting, etc., etc., or, as we learned before, sometimes in the offspring of an animal. There are certain animals sometimes where in the animal they can't get a tikkun, but in the offspring of that animal, that's where the tikkun comes about. So now, we spoke about this before, and we also spoke about the fact that there's two channels of tikkunim taking place in the world. There's the tikkunim that we have to do, human beings have to work on. There's avoida that's dependent on us. And then there's certain avoidas that we can't do, that only Hashem does. Hashem is doing the tikkunim. For example, whatever tikkun is needed to make honey kosher from a bee. We don't do that. We don't shech the bee. We don't do it. Hashem does whatever needs to be done to be able to take from this tamei bee and make it possible that the honey that comes from it should be kosher. Or cholov that comes from a kosher animal. You know, etc., etc. So now Rav Nosson Zal tells us that the birur that comes about through the children, through the offspring, that's connected with that birur that's being done by Hashem himself, not by us. Shekeshehora mizgaber biyoyser, at sheyefsho lohitziyoy, afal pi shemoydien loy malosoy, when the ra starts fighting with all of its koyach to try to squash the toiv and to try to bury it deeply within the place of the ra, so that nobody can come and rescue it, nobody can come and get it out, even if somebody will come and inform the toiv of its chashivas and everything, too bad, the toiv is so locked up within the ra that it can't be gotten out. Azai mesavev Hashem Yisborach, Sheyoitse Daiko Al Yede Goidel His Gabrusam Shemachnis Nesatoiv Boimek Machshavtom. Then what Hashem does is Hashem works out circumstances that Bedafka, as a result of the Sitrachra, forcing that toiv deeper into the Sitrachra, into the Machshav of the Sitrachra, and through by there being Mizgabar, Daikal Yedeze Yoitse Hatoiv Bezera Hailoidim. The toiv ends up sneaking out from the Sitrachra in the offspring that's born from the Sitrachra. The Afal Pisha Hatoiv Mizbarer, and even though that toiv ends up getting its tikkun, Afal Pikein Horosho Shehizgabar Al Hatoiv Vlohinichoi Lotzeis, despite that, the parent, the Russia, who was trying to fight to block that toiv from escaping, bevadai onoy sheyonish kana, he'll definitely get his patch. He's going to get his punishment. It's not like he's going to get a reward because through him it ended up coming out in his zera. Nothing like that. He didn't want the toiv to come out. He wanted to bury the toiv. For wanting to bury the toiv, he'll get his. But Hashem worked out a plan whereby the toiv is able to escape and be processed and get its tikkun, etc. Kigam mibnei bonov shel homon lamdu toira. Because the Gemara tells us in Gittin that from the grandchildren of Homon came forth rabbonim who taught Torah to bnei Yisrael. V'chein mibnei bonov shel Sisra v'sancherev, as the Gemara says over there in Daf Nun Zayin in Gittin. Shekol zehu b'chinas hanal. This is all what we've been explaining here, Bechinas Birur HaToiv Al Yedei Zera HaYiloidim, that there's Toiv sometimes that's trapped in the Sitra Achra, even by Amalek. We know Amalek is 100% Ra, complete Ra, right? Wrong. There's no such thing. There's no Hashem didn't create anything that could be mamish totally Ra. Amalek's the closest thing to it. But even within Amalek, there are some sparks of Kedusha that ended up coming out eventually in the children, in the grandchildren, etc., as the Gemara says. Ki elu horishoim hanal, Homon, v'sisro, etc., hizgabru birishosa me'oid moid. These rishoim worked very hard at their rishus to be stronger, worse and worse rishoim. Machmasha yokovush beneim toiv niflomoid. Because of the fact that there was incredible holiness and high level toiv that was trapped by them in their possession. Kikolma shahatoiv govoya ve'elyon yoiser. Because the more that the toiv is on a higher level, the Sitrachra fights it harder and harder to try to block it from coming out. This is what brought out such evil and such wickedness in Haman and Sisra, the fact that they knew on a spiritual level, they knew that there's toiv by them. And in order to bury that toiv, they have to get worse and worse in their rishus. They have to do worse averos and worse averos in order that whatever toiv is in them should get buried more deeper and deeper and should never be able to come out. V'Hashem Yisborach, asher omku machshavois of moid. However, Hashem, who's the deepest thinker of all, Hoitzi gam mehem hatoiv al yedei zera ha'iloidim. Hashem succeeded in being able to extract even the toiv that was found in these super rishon, the worst rishon of all time, via their children, via their grandchildren. Ki mibnei bneihem lomdu Torah, as the Gemara testifies, that from their grandchildren, from their great-grandchildren, came forth ones who taught Torah. Aval elu harishon hanal, bevada yoivdu v'yisanshu karoy lehem. However, Haman, Sisra, they'll get theirs 100%. They'll get their patch fully 100%. Ki tzadik Hashem v'yoshar mishpoto. Because Hashem is perfect and everything Hashem does is 100% righteous. So whoever is supposed to get patch gets patch, and whatever is supposed to be extracted gets extracted, whatever is supposed to be saved gets saved. V'zehu tos koirach. This was Koirach's mistake. Machmas shero shehatoiv sheloi niflamoid. Korach had eyes. Korach saw that there's a toiv inside of him that's unbelievable. It's on a very high level. V'yetzu mimenu tzadikim gedolim v'noiroim. And there are going to come forth from him incredible, awesome tzadikim. V'sovar, and he thought, she'ech she'yase yi'ashemimoy. That being the case, based on what Korach saw, that from him are destined to come forth super great tzaddikim, he figured, now whatever I do don't matter. I'm safe, I'm covered, because look, I see into the future, I have my crystal ball here that says that I'm a winner, that says from me is going to come forth great tzaddikim. So now I'm safe. I can jump out of the window and I won't die because I'm okay. I saw my crystal ball that for me is destined to come out great tzaddikim. So it seemed to him as if Hashem has to be on his side. Hashem has to be on Korach's side, because again, he saw into the future and saw great tzaddikim are going to come from him. Because he saw into the future and he saw that in Hashem's plan, it says that they're going to come forth from me some of the greatest tzaddikim of all time. Shmuel Hanovi, Ubonov and his children, Shmuel, who's compared to Moshe Rabbeinu plus Aaron HaKohen put together, a Novi and a Kohen, the Esrim Varba Mishmoros Leviya, and 24 groups, families of Leviim, all going to come from Korach. Shekol Ha'olam Tolui Bohem, where the whole Klal Yisrael, the whole world would be dependent on them. Alkein Sovar Shebevadai Hu Yimolet. Therefore, he thought he has no chance of losing. He will definitely be saved. Avol ro'o v'lo yoda maro'o. But he saw and he didn't understand. He didn't interpret correctly what he was seeing. Ki Hashem Yisborach bevadai yigmor hakol kiritzoinoi. Because yes, Hashem will definitely finish everything the way he wants it to be finished. Ubevadai yetsu hatzadikim oel mimenu. And these great tzadikim will, yes, come forth from Korach even. V'yafal pikein, hu bi'atzmoi oibeid benisoyin ubechira. But despite that, Korach has his test and his bechira. The fact that his grandchild is going to be a big tzadik doesn't mean anything. He could still wind up in jail, in prison. He could still mess himself up totally. And if he would have broken his tivus rois, and he wouldn't have entered into this machloikus against the tzaddik, against Moshe Rabbeinu, he would have been the luckiest. He would have been zoche to who knows what. Because Korach was on a very high level. And he was in a position to be zoche to incredibly high madregos. Ukemuva, as is brought in Sifrei Kabbalah, shehoyo b'madrego govoya kazois, shenesius elitzof benuziel hayakotan lefonov. Korach was on such a high level that for him to become the Nosi, the position of Elitzof and Ben Uziel, which he got angry about, that was part of what turned on the whole fight. That he saw that Moshe Ben Arakoyen appointed Elitzof and Ben Uziel. He said, what's going on here? My father was older than his father. I come first. Why are you appointing him as Nosi? And the jealousy, and he didn't know that that position was beneath him, that he was too overqualified to be Nosi. He was on a much higher madrega than that. V'hutov v'niskanei b'nisiusoi. He made a mistake and became jealous of the nisius of Elitzofim. V'cholak al Moshe. And he ended up being cholak against Moshe Rabbeinu. V'somach al hatoiv shosid lotzei mimenu. And he was relying on the good generations that are going to come out from him. That shows that I'm a winner. Avolo yoda, but he didn't know. Ki godlu ma'aseh Hashem. That Hashem is very great. Ki hatoiv yotza mimenu. The toiv did come out from him. She yotzu kol ha-tzadikim al mizaroi. All of those tzadikim came forth from his children. V'yafal pikein, hu nofal be'ein soimech le-gehenem. He free fell into the lowest depths of Gehenem. V'nenash harbe le-doirois. And was punished very severely for generations. Ki yishorim darchei Hashem. Because Hashem is perfect. Hashem's derech is all 100%. Ve'i efsher lohavinam. And no human being can understand everything. You think you see, you think you're going to figure it out, and you want... If you think that, you're in big trouble. In big trouble. V'zeh b'chinas, and this is why Parshas Korach begins with the words, Vayikach Korach. Korach took. And the Targum says, V'ispalei Korach. Korach made plukta, machloikis, divided. She'osa chiluk upirud ben shnei ha-hasogasanal. He made a division, a split, between the two types of hasogas that we learned about, between yediyah and bechira, between isarusa deleila and isarusa delesato. Sherotza lohavinom bedatoi, he wanted to try to understand them, rationalize them, v'loy somach al emuna shebem eshneim echod. He wasn't willing to rely on simple emuna to accept that it's all really one. It's all one. Ki asitra achro shori b'chibura v'siyim b'pruda. Because the Zohar HaKadosh says, the sitra achro starts off in unity, but ends up in machloikis, in split. Sherotzo lohoven bedaitoi chibur shnei hafochim, shem avuchesanal, shenirim kishnei hafochim. He wanted to try to understand how these two go together, how these two work together, yediyah and bechira, isarusa deleila, isarusa lesata. This paradox, shenirim kishnei hafochim, which seem to be opposite, they seem to be a contradiction. V'siyem bepruda. And Korach ended up in pirud, in machloikis. K'aydezeh osa pirud gomor. Because this led him to make a complete separation, to separate himself completely from Klal Yisrael, from Hashem, from the Tzadik. Ki machmas she'enu yochoy lechabram bedaitoy, hubo lekfiris gemurois, o mekatzeitz benetiois, vosa pirud bein advekim. Because he couldn't bring this together in his mind, in his brain, he ended up falling into kfirus and making a pirud ki be'emes hakoel echod, because in reality it's really all one. Rak she'ief shelovin zayis bedas. It's just that we can't understand it completely with our human intellect. Ki im be'emuna levad. We have to accept it with emuna. Avol b'nei Yisrael hama'aminim nizhorim livli lichnois klal b'chakirus elu lechabram b'daitam chashon. Whereas Klal Yisrael, those who have the proper emuna, they're smart. They don't enter into this. They don't try to understand this. They don't try to bring this together in their brains. Rak soimchim al emuna, but rather they accept it with emuna. Shebe'emes heimechuborim, that really it's all connected, it's all one. V'akoyel echod, it's all one. Rak shi'ef shalom olav, and we can't understand it completely. Ki govu shomayim al horetz, ken govu drochov midrochenu, machshavos machshavosenu. Because as high as heaven is from earth, that's how far removed Hashem's intellect is from our intellect. So we don't have to be stupid enough to try to understand Hashem. Paragraph Nun Aleph. V'zehu loy sevashel gedi b'chalei v'imoy. And this is why when the Torah teaches us that the mitzvah of bosar b'cholov, it presents it this way, that you're not allowed to cook a goat in its mother's milk. V'hu tamua seems to be a strange thing. Lomo kosva Torah b'chalei v'imoy. Why does the Torah write in its mother's milk? Haloi b'emes gam b'shar cholov osar. It's not just in the mother's milk, you can't cook it in any milk. As our rabbis understood. Ach boze romzalanu ha-toira ha-chidish shel isur bosa b'cholov. However, and with this, the Torah was hinting to us the chidish, the uniqueness, the deep thing behind bosa b'cholov. She isuroi sheloi lechabram kidei sheloi tizgaber ha-klipo v'asitra achra sheroitze lehizgaber lehovin badas chibur shnei b'chinas anal shem ha-mavuchay shef shelohavnam. That what we, the isur is, not to bring these two together, Bosar and Cholov, Yediyah and Bechira, as we learned earlier, to try to understand how they go together, which we can't understand. Shebemes hakol echad, in reality it's all one, avad yevshal avinam. Vezehu loisva shel gedi b'chalei v'imoy, she'af al pi shagedi yoinek m'chalei v'imoy, even though the goat nurses from its mother's milk, v'chol chiyusoy v'kiyumoy huayidei chalei v'imoy, and its whole chiyus comes from the milk of its mother, af al pi kein, in this physical world, in this oilam agashmi, we're not allowed to put the goat together, even in its own mother's milk. Which, what do you mean? Just yesterday, this goat was nursing. What do you mean? The goat nurses from its mother's milk. How can you say that you can't put these two together? Because as we explained earlier, boso represents that birur that human beings have to do through shchita and malicha and all those other things. V'hecholov hu bebechinas habirur shelamala. Whereas milk represents the birur that Hashem does. Milk doesn't require shchita and all that kind of thing. She'af al pi shebe'emes shneyem echor. And therefore, even though in reality they are one, and that's why a goat does nurse from its mother's milk, because its main chius and comes from the mother's milk, because they are really one, Busser and Cholov are really one, because even the birur that we do, the shchita, the malich, all of that, any tikkun that generates is only from Hashem. The tikkun is coming from Hashem. Ki akol meitoi, everything is from Hashem. Ki mi hekdimani v'ashampan, as we said earlier, Hashem says, who do I owe? Let somebody present me with a bill. Who did something for me? Anybody did something for me? You gave tzedakah? Are you nuts? You gave tzedakah? Who gave you the money? I gave you $100. You gave 10 away to tzedakah. You want credit yet? You want to say you did something? You did it? You want the credit for it? And despite that, we are not allowed to put together meat and milk. And we're not allowed to cook it together. We're not allowed to eat it together. Ki osur lonu lechaber bedatenu havonas shnei abchinas habirur meliachad. Because we, with our rationale, with our knowledge in this physical world, are not allowed to put those two together. We can't put them together. We can't understand how they fit together perfectly. That's why the Torah specifically presented the Isur of Bosar B'cholov saying don't cook it in its mother's milk, to teach us that once again, in reality, the truth is at its source, Bosor and Cholov are one. V'ze ikar ho'isur shel Bosor b'Cholov. And this is, and the essence of the Isur of Bosor b'Cholov is ki goyrim shetizgaber haklipa sheroitzo lechabram bedas. That when a person chas v'shalom puts them together in this world, he causes the klipa that's trying to bring them together in a harmful way. He strengthens shaydezer who oise pirud beinayim, through which he causes a pirud between them. Ki bedas bevadai ef shalolavinam, because with human intellect, a person will not be able to understand how they go together. Vazai bo lekfiras chasshom, and what results is kfira voise pirud lagamri, which means total separation, total pirud. Because as the Zohar Kodesh makes this famous statement, that the Sitra Achra starts off unity, but ends up in Pirud. It starts off seeming as if it also wants Achdus, it also wants oneness, but it ends up in total Pirud. Like the United Nations, the biggest joke, the biggest ridicule in the world, united only for one thing, to destroy Hashem Echod, V'am Echod, Klal Yisrael. Other than that, there's no shemets of unity. They're the most disunited bunch of characters that ever existed. V'alkein osro lanu ha-Torah lechaber bosar b'cholov. And this is why the Torah forbid us to put together bosar b'cholov. Ki osro lechaber badas Shnei HaBechinos now. Because with our human intellect in this physical world, we're not allowed to try to bring those two together. Ki efshor lohavinam badas. We can't understand this. Rak lismoich al emuna, but rather to rely on emuna, shebe'emes hakoy lechod. In reality, it's all one. On a certain spiritual level, it's all one. However, while we're in this oilam hagashmi, we have to keep them apart. We have to keep them physically separate, bosa b'cholov, even though, in reality, on a spiritual level, it's all one. Baruch Hashem.